From the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood, I'm Ron Delachiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. When he was still in his early 20s, Garrick Olson's world changed forever when he became the only American to win the Chopin International Piano Competition. Now, Olson joins the BSO in Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. Then the words of Shakespeare and the music of Mendelssohn come together as Hans Graf conducts a theatrical experience based on A Midsummer Night's Dream. The Grace of Chopin with Garrick Olson and the Magic of Shakespeare and Mendelssohn are coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. No matter how tastes and artistic discourse have changed over the centuries, one thing has remained constant, a fascination with prodigies. In music, the first name that comes to mind as a prodigy tends to be Mozart. But the concert you're about to hear highlights the work of two composers who each might be arguably even more impressive in their youthful accomplishments. And in the case of one of those composers, we'll experience the doubts and the excitement of an adult who recaptures the inspirations of his boyhood. I'm Ron Delachiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Tanglewood on the Stockbridge-Lenox line in the beautiful Berkshires of Weston, Massachusetts. Well, Frederick Chopin and Felix Mendelssohn are the two prodigies whose music comes together in the program we're about to hear, led throughout by conductor Hans Graf. Our concert begins with Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. With guest soloist Garrick Olson. And in the second half, Mendelssohn's complete music for A Midsummer Night's Dream is performed in its intended context, with the relevant scenes from Shakespeare's play presented in a production by Bill Barclay, the music director at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London. You can hear our broadcast from Tanglewood each week at this time on the radio, and our complete broadcast schedule is available online at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find Boston Symphony concerts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to the Berkshires. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. Well, ever since his career was launched by winning first prize at the Chopin International Piano Competition in 1970, Garrick Olson has been known as one of the great interpreters of the Polish composer's music. And in a conversation here at the Shed with WCRB's Brian McCreath, Garrick Olson described Chopin's unique place in the wider landscape of art music.
Chopin grew up in Warsaw, which, while not a European capital like Paris, London, or Vienna, was not a backwater either. I mean, it was somewhere between a provincial city and a major capital. A lot was happening there, and musical culture was developing pretty fast. But there had not been yet a composer who was not from one of the, well, I'll call them the big four, Italy, France, England, Germany, the big four countries. That's where most of our well-known music before that comes from, the music that has lasted. He was the first who came from outside the center. He was the first ethnic, he was the first exotic, and he was at the time very exotic. We no longer see him as exotic, but he brought a perfume and a flavor to his music that was completely new in Central Europe. But nevertheless, there was enough of a musical structure in Warsaw that they realized that their country, which had suffered for hundreds of years and didn't even exist on the map, and was ruled by the, you know, by a Russian king, they felt that here we'll show the world that we also can produce a genius to put besides Michelangelo and Mozart and so on. And they, his teachers and everybody said, you must write masses and symphonies and concertos and operas and show the world who you are and what we can do here. And Chopin just basically did know himself awfully well. And he just paid no attention to that. And he even said in one of his letters or comments, he said, my kingdom is not very large, but within it I am genuinely king.
And when it comes to the two piano concertos Chopin wrote when he was 19 and 20 years old, Garrick Olson says their purpose was very clear.
He wrote them as calling cards for himself to conquer Europe, which he did. He would visit the great capital cities and get himself known. So you had to have piano and orchestra music. He was completely uninterested in the orchestra. And once these are his last pieces with orchestra, and he wrote a few small concert pieces too, but they're all about the piano. The better the orchestra and the conductor do, the less they'll be noticed. They play an opening tutti with all the melodies, and then they basically disappear for the rest, while the piano has a soliloquy. Very much in this, both pieces in Chopin's Italian opera style, he was kind of a snob. He only really loved Bach and Mozart, and he loved Italian opera. The rest he was not so crazy about. Beethoven for him was a powerful and important figure, but no influence at all. Whereas the rest of the 19th century, you know, either had to go towards Beethoven or go away from him, and for Chopin, Beethoven was just not a problem. He was just a different guy. He admired Beethoven, but, you know, he wasn't worried about the great influence. So there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful melody that sounds like singing, although Chopin's melodies cannot be sung. If you try, you'll notice they don't fit in anybody's voice, but they evoke singing. And then there's a lot of brilliant virtuosity, mostly of the delicate kind for the solo piano.
That's our soloist in this BSO concert, pianist Garrick Olson. The piece we're about to hear, Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2, is actually the first of the two written by the composer. They were produced within about a year of each other, and as you heard from our soloist, are truly vehicles for the virtuosity of the soloist. And while Chopin is to this day held up as a hero of Polish culture, Garrick Olson even referred to the composer's status in Poland as that of a secular saint. It was only months after completing the two pieces that Chopin left Poland, never to return. His performances were few, only 30 public performances over 30 years. But the impact of those concerts was immense and vaulted him to the front rank of composers of the day, and indeed for all time. After the two piano concertos, Chopin never wrote another piece for piano and orchestra. In fact, Garrick Olson said that when he follows performances of either of the piano concertos with a Chopin encore, he often finds that listeners are stunned at how much more complex, nuanced, and even radical some of those solo works are by comparison. And nevertheless, the Piano Concerto No. 2, which we're about to hear, provides a window into the mind of Chopin as a young genius. Now here they are coming on stage. Our soloist, pianist Garrick Olson, and conductor Hans Graf. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood will begin with Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2 from WCRB.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto No. 2 by Frédéric Chopin, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by soloist Garrick Olson, the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Hans Graf. Garrick Olson probably played more repertoire with this orchestra than any other pianist. However, this is the first time he's played the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 2 with the BSO. Warmly embraced by Hans Graf at the conclusion of the piece, he plays so effortlessly, his hands seem to float across the keyboard as he plays Chopin. He's played 29 different works by Chopin, appearances with the orchestra and also in recital at Tanglewood. But amazingly, before this summer, Garrick Olson and the BSO have played a concerto by Chopin together once. That was here at Tanglewood, August 14th, 1999, when Ilan Volkov led the orchestra in Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1, as I said before, and treating the audience here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed and hundreds more out on the famous Tanglewood Lawn tonight to that wonderful performance of Chopin Piano Concerto No. 2, playing it for the first time with the BSO. Here he is on stage again, Garrick Olson, with conductor Hans Graf standing next to the piano. Many in the Kuzovitsky Shed standing down front. All the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra now being asked to stand by our conductor, Hans Graf. Here they are hand in hand now. He is a 2017 Serge Kuzovitsky artist, native of White Plains, New York, began his piano studies at age 8 at the Westchester Conservatory of Music. At 13, he entered the Juilliard School in New York. Although he won first prize at the 1966 Busoni competition in Italy, it was his 1970 triumph at the International Chopin Competition in Warsaw where he won the gold medal. He remains the single American to have done so. Here he is being recalled for a solo by Garrick Olson. Shaking hands with someone. We're going to have an encore from Garrick Olson.
This is Chopin's Nocturne in C sharp minor, opus 27, number 1. Thank you.
Garrick Olson treating the audience here at Tanglewood to an encore following a performance of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. You heard him announce it from the keyboard. He played the Nocturne in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 1. Been a frequent guest with this orchestra at Symphony Hall and out here at Tanglewood. Most recently, in Symphony Hall, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. That was in March of 2016. And here at Tanglewood, he played Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1 in July of 2016. You can hear the cheers and bravos for Garrick Olson. Now, once again, heading out to the front of the orchestra, standing in front of the orchestra now, and now bowing to the audience here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed. Beautiful summer night in August to hear Frédéric Chopin played by Garrick Olson, one of the great interpreters of Chopin's music all over the world. Stay with us. Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream is still ahead in this WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood. Welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa from WCRB Boston. As John Demick and our stage crew move the piano off the stage, and after a short intermission, this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert with conductor Hans Graf will continue with Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream. And now remember, you can hear concerts from Tanglewood on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find interviews with guest artists, conductors, and BSO musicians, as well as our complete broadcast schedule. Well, this summer, Garrick Olson is Tanglewood's Kuzovitsky Artist, a title that offers a deeper level of artistic exploration through the course of the season. And in a conversation earlier today here at the Shed with WCRB's Brian McCreath, Garrick Olson described his approach to fulfilling that role.
Well, I was completely delighted, and of course I worked with Tony Fogg on you know, what's the word people use, curating, what I'd be doing, and it's turned out to be kind of a grab bag of the wide range of stuff that I have done here and other places, and that I do chamber music with a Takacs with an odd piece. I mean, that happened, you know, I mean, we could have played the Brahms Quintet, which is what everybody wants to buy tickets for, but it was nice to play in an environment that would like to hear the Elgar. It was lovely to do that. The Copland is a relatively unusual piece, which I've played a fair amount, and that was a perfect Tanglewood on Parade piece. The Chopins, I have only ever played with a boss. We took a survey last year. I think I may be the person who's played more piano repertoire with this orchestra than anybody in history, except for Jesús San Román in much earlier times, who apparently he had some sort of long-term association which no longer exists. And he played all sorts of stuff. But in any case, if I live long enough, I'll probably outdo his record. I played more different works for piano and orchestra and all kinds of music associated with Tanglewood. I mean, all the Beethoven sonatas, for example, and so on. So, but it was clear that only once at Tanglewood, almost 20 years ago, I had played a Chopin concerto at all, which is odd given how much Chopin I've played in the world. So it would be a good calling card to sort of, you know, Chopin's associated with me, not only with me, lots of great pianists are associated with Chopin. But we thought that would be a really wonderful thing. And of course, then my recital has no Chopin on it. But I have played, let's see, in 2010 I did two whole Chopin recitals for the Chopin 200th birthday. So,
well, and your recital is framed by Schubert, but largely Scriabin in the middle. Right?
Well, it's mostly Schubert, but with a very big... the meat in the sandwich is Scriabin, and there's one piece of all of them that's really famous, but the rest are not so famous and shockingly great.
That's Garrick Olson on his role as the 2017 Kuzovitsky Artist, a position supported by Cynthia and Oliver Kerm and the Lost and Foundation, dedicated to public benefit through the power of music. The weekend concerts of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops here at the Shed are far from the only concerts you can hear at Tanglewood during the summer. There's something going on all week long. And along with guest artist recitals, the young musicians of the Tanglewood Music Center perform each week over at Seiji Ozawa Hall, not too far from where we are. And from a concert recorded on Monday, July 24th, here's a piece by Jean Sibelius entitled the Bard. TMC conducting fellow Nuno Coelho leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra.
Thank you.
A rarely heard tone poem by John Sibelius, that was The Bard, performed in concert earlier this summer by the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, led by TMC conducting fellow Nuno Coelho. Incidentally, as we're getting ready to hear A Midsummer Night's Dream in the second half of this concert, Sibelius wasn't referring to Shakespeare by calling that piece The Bard. Rather, he was invoking the more generic meaning of the word by painting a portrait of an anonymous traveling storyteller. A picture made vivid through the beautiful harp playing by TMC fellow Charles Overton. The fellows of the Tanglewood Music Center will continue to perform in the coming weeks, including five concerts in the Festival of Contemporary Music, which begins on August 10th. And on Sunday, August 20th, the TMC Orchestra will be right here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed for their final concert of the summer. Paul Lewis will be the soloist in Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, and Andras Nelsons conducts Richard Strauss's An Alpine Symphony. For more information about those concerts and the entire Tanglewood season, just start at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. And stay with us. Shakespeare and Mendelssohn come together in A Midsummer Night's Dream with conductor Hans Graf. That's just ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert, a WCRB broadcast coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed here at Tanglewood.